Every Thursday, we talk soccer with Indiana men's head coach Todd Yeagley, our guest this afternoon. And as we get ready for a hot one here on a Thursday evening, well, it's a happy one, the home opener for Indiana men's soccer in the 2024 season. Our old friends Notre Dame coming to town for the back half of a women's and men's doubleheader. As we know, getting ready to start here shortly will be Irwin Van Bennekom and Indiana. Undefeated this season, they will be hosting Wright State. And then the Hoosiers of Todd Yeagley, ranked 12th in one poll. Notre Dame ranked 8th in another. Both these teams started the season inside the top 10, and we'll get after it in the hot conditions. Well, just like last year. Remember last year when you went up to Notre Dame? Didn't you guys delay the match a few hours because the heat index was triple digits? What's going on here?
It was. It won't be as hot as last year, I can tell you that. Yeah, I think we were scheduled to kick at 7 their time, and they moved it to 8. So we're obviously already a later start kick just to get the sun down, which obviously is going to help with the heat. So I think come game time, I think it's going to be toasty, but not uncomfortable for fans, and certainly manageable for the players.
Yeah, we're not going to need a shawl or a light jacket for halftime. Not tonight. The home opener, exciting times. Before we get to the pitch at Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium, we'll go back in time. And I know you don't want to relive this, but we have to go back and look a little bit here because we were excited to get the season going last Friday in St. Louis. Boy, what a crowd. It looked great on the ESPN Plus, huge tailgate. We had some great storylines with some former Hoosiers playing on the Billikens roster and some new faces for the 2024 Indiana outfit. And, well, after 90 minutes, buddy, I know you probably weren't too thrilled after that performance, but it's just the first chapter in the book of 2024. What did we learn last week over across the river?
Yeah, it was a tough one, Glass, no doubt. And you know, I've been around for quite a while as an assistant and head coach, and those can happen. Not the script you wanted. You know, obviously a great crowd and a city with so many alums, and we had such a great turnout. So that was just disappointing on that level. But you know, there's some games during the year that you just have to kind of crumple and throw away, and yet you can't ignore. So we definitely look back, you know, but it wasn't, you know, 80% backwards, 24. And I kind of said, okay, let's look 30% back here. Let's review. But so many things were kind of abnormal with performance that you can't overthink that. And as we start classes, you know, every professor typically gives the throwaway exam. It happens. I feel like that was the throwaway exam, but we don't have any more of those. So we got to get ready to perform. And yeah, it was disappointing on a lot of levels. And again, I could go into all of the different phases, but I think that would be a little bit over the top. So let's just focus on what's ahead. But you're right, Glass. It was a tough one. We looked hard at it, tried to evaluate, but not look too much in the past. And in our scheduling, it's the great news because you have such a big opponent coming in tonight against Notre Dame to get a great win to get the confidence and a great opponent.
We'll go back and look at some of the things, not all of them. We talked a little bit leading up to week one about you maybe didn't have some luck last year. Do you feel that's following you again? You miss a penalty and your own goal. It's just, are you walking under ladders? Do you have a black cat mascot? What are you guys doing over there?
Well, if we would have played really well and then the own goal and the missed, you know, converted penalty, I might have said that. But we did not play well in that match, and yet, you know, we didn't give them a lot of chances. If we would have played really well, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we didn't convert a penalty and obviously an own goal, then you kind of shake your head at and go, what happened? But no, there were so many other things that happened in that game. But yeah, we had definitely some breaks didn't go our way last year, certainly on the attacking end, with some games that we had a lot of chances. But not to create a corner, for instance, until the last 10 minutes is kind of inexcusable. It is inexcusable. Just the lack of attacking ideas and execution was just really off. And then defensively, we were, you know, a bit rattled, and we had some new faces, and they were very effective at going very direct, and they were excellent in the air. Our duels were very poor in the night, and our pressure up the field was average at best. And, you know, it's... that's where you, again, it's hard to look too far back, because you just don't usually have a game where you have most every player not have in their kind of A-B range. It was a C or lower for most. JT Harms did a lot of things well. But yeah, that's just, you when you look back at games throughout a season, there's always going to be games. A couple guys are off. You bring a couple guys in, they offset it, but not as many as what happened on Friday with regards to kind of performance levels.
Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer coach. Hoosiers getting back on the horse tonight, 8 o'clock, Jerry Yeagley Field, Bill Armstrong Stadium. Old friends, Notre Dame in town. I think I'm going to be the, what's the opposite of devil's advocate? Cheerleader? But to get all that stuff out together, as you mentioned, across the board, you didn't have the luck, you didn't have the level of play you wanted. Does it make it easier to flush because it was just, I don't want to say catastrophic, let's not get carried away here, but since it was all bad, and let's just get that one all out of the way, all those bits and pieces, I'm trying to find the silver lining over there.
Yeah, no, a little bit. I mean, that's why I said there's part of me that would like didn't even want to review the game with the team, because there's so many things that were odd and off. Kind of the Mr. Obvious, if you will, like, okay, why did we play that ball there when we had that option? Or why did we look there? Why weren't we supporting there? Or why were we so deep on that? Or things that you're just like, man, they know better. And yet, you know, there were a few pieces that we knew were missing from last year's team. I mean, Maloon's physicality really would have changed the tone of that game. We were really soft with our pressure to start the game. And you know, the missing Joey Mayer, I mean, he was on the other side of the field, and he's such a leader. And we were a really quiet back line. And that's partly personnel, but partly as the game went, we had some guys get much quieter than even their standard level. But we're definitely making adjustments and some personnel changes to see if we can get that important chemistry piece. As you know, Glass, I mean, so many, just one little move can really kind of tilt the scales in a team. Now, that performance, there were so many things off. Let's just take where we think we're going to be. We just need to keep evaluating, and yet we need results as we evaluate, and that's what's challenging about our schedule.
And the schedule's great, and it is every year, and you know that wasn't your one chance to impress the committee or anybody else. It would be nice, but it's, again, it's not the end of the world. You get one of those chances tonight. What challenges will Notre Dame present this evening that perhaps St. Louis did not? Or what do we go back and take a look at theoretically into tonight to make sure you're not waiting to the last 10 minutes for a corner? You get more than one shot on goal in the first half. I know that's been an area of focus this week.
Yes. I mean, I think the biggest is, you know, it's a different team. Notre Dame will not play as direct. If they play direct, it'll be more over us. But they don't have the size that St. Louis had up front. They were definitely very direct on purpose, and quite honestly, was pretty effective on the night. I think Notre Dame will try to build and mix up their distribution patterns. They have some really dynamic players with Rue and KK, Kafour and Spicer. They have an excellent box-to-box midfielder. And experience in the back line, a really good young keeper, but new. You know, they lost a big character piece too with Patty Burns. I mean, the guy you don't like playing against, but you know, you probably love on your team. And Inta was a big part of their attack. So they have some pieces missing, but they look pretty darn good in their Akron game. And it's a team that played in the national final last year, so they have guys that believe in big games. They won't be rattled by our amazing crowd tonight. I don't think they will be. We got to use that as our advantage internally, but I don't think they'll be rattled. So I think just for us, it's again getting back to our focus areas and doing things and again reading what the team gives us. That was probably the biggest disappointment from last game, is that, you know, we had some ideas going in, but once they present different options for us, like, we have to be able to read the defense and adjust in real time. And that thing, just the proverbial, like, we just didn't have the bounce on the night. Just physically, you know, that you saw the last 10 minutes. And part of that was, like, we started to get some momentum in the field, but that was way too late. So how do we find that early? How do we read the defense better? And I'm just so confident we're going to come out and perform and perform well. And then again, you got to get a break, Glass. You got to get a bounce, of course. and hopefully those bounces will go our way tonight and get a break when we need it. But I'm just excited to see, and the guys are excited to get back on the horse, as you said, after last week.
Yeah, and to get back on the horse with a team that you know awfully well. Notre Dame, the opening game of the IU Credit Union Adidas Classic tonight, 8 o'clock. Bill Armstrong Stadium, Jerry Yeagley Field, Big Ten Plus for those of you who are listening in other parts of the USA. If you will sign up for the Big Ten Plus streaming service, you can go online and find a code to get you free for the rest of the year. Do it. Trust me. I've already done it. It's great. Yale, 8 o'clock on Sunday night is the back end of the Classic, and you talk about putting a schedule together. Why the East Coast team? What brings them to town? Is there sometimes there's a connection of either former player, coach, or whatnot, or a style perhaps that you don't see enough of? What are we going to see on Sunday night at 8 p.m.?
I think they'll be a little less expansive than Notre Dame. You know, I haven't seen a lot of Yale yet. We've been focusing on Notre Dame. Our staff started to dig in now that our prep is complete for Notre Dame. But they're going to be, like many of the Ivy League teams, very disciplined, very compact. I think they're going to be super disciplined on restarts and be, you know, they'll have one or two, you know, key playmakers. And I think, again, they might give us some of the game. So our transition and our counter shape will be important. But we don't have a lot, and partly Ivies don't start, you know, they kind of start a week later. So their first contest, you know, is going on as well tonight, I believe. And so they have a little less preparation. So, you know, playing an Ivy early in the year is something can be an advantage if we can get a game or two under our belt, which we'll have one more game than them at that point. At the same time, you know, it's the connection really is that, you know, it's a past Big Ten coach. Kylie was a Michigan State assistant. He's done a really good job at Yale. And I honestly feel that they're going to be an Ivy League contender. And so that to me says they'll get wins this year. And yet they play some good out of conference teams. So I felt like strength of schedule, a quality program, a coach I like, kind of all put that game together.
Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer, the holiday doubleheader, a little bit different. We'll go Thursday, Sunday, both kickoff times at 8 p.m. Great promos. First 500 fans tonight and Sunday get a scarf or a T-shirt. So if that's part of your collections this time of year, get out there and enjoy the soccer. You will not need that scarf. No, not Sunday and not tonight, buddy. Have a great weekend. We'll see you at the park. And we're excited to see the 2024 season finally get started here in Bloomington. Have a great weekend, buddy, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
Thanks, class.
That's Todd Yeagley, Indiana men's soccer. The head coach joins us every Thursday just after 4:05.